Welcome to our Advent Reflections. This year, we're relating the gospel to popular culture by looking at the movies. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network, and I'm talking to Father Peter Malone from the Cygnus Film Desk. Cygnus is the World Catholic Association for Communication. Second week of Advent, Tuesday. Bad Lieutenant, Peter. Controversial?
Very controversial, and I was a bit cautious even in selecting the film for a reflection, but it seems to me one of the most Christian, even Catholic films around. It's not for everybody. It's very strong. Harvey Keitel portrays a corrupt policeman in New York City. Drugs, infidelity, gambling, a whole loss of all kinds of faith in himself. And he's investigating the rape of a nun in a church. And during that scene, the camera shows the crucifix behind her coming alive. And so she, in her suffering, of course, is another Jesus. But this particular gospel that we have today, that has Jesus telling the parable of a man who has 100 sheep, but he actually goes out to find the lost one. And I think that's very much the theme of Bad Lieutenant.
Just put $120,000 on tomorrow's game. This guy will come by your house and blow your house up with your wife and kids and everybody in it. You know,
good, right? No one can kill me. I'm blessed.
By the end of the film, when the nun refuses to name her assailants because she has forgiven them, he can't understand it. And so he has an extraordinary howl, a bit like Munch's The Scream, that he screams in very crass language, which may cause people a bit of a shock when they first hear it, but he's actually howling out of his own depths, almost of despair, and yet knowing that somehow or other, and this is very Advent this, that God could come. He asks Jesus, as he hallucinates and sees him in the aisle of the church, "Where were you? Where were you?" But finally he is able to say, "I'm sorry, forgive me." So it's an extraordinarily powerful film. Probably has, you know, an 18 certificate, not for everyone. But if one looks at it, and a bishop I remember recommended me to show this scene to some seminarians once because he thought they needed to experience how in the real world, in the depths of evil, people still can have a longing for salvation. And it's like the psalm, De Profundis, out of the depths. And if ever there was an Advent psalm, I think it's De Profundis.